Maharaj cannot see.
See through the ears.
Yes.
And through the heart as well.
I have read your lecture of Germany.
In the court.
Yes, court.
Germany.
Many of them are appreciated in Vajrayana. Both stand and both head are made. Easy. And all the opponents, the judges, advocates, as well as bishop, all ousted. Crushing defeat. Very nice and bright. Hare Krishna.
Then you want to relate. Relate. Does anyone have that thing written down?
No.
You can give the gist.
Are we that Panchadvadhija Maharaj Niyacharya?
Yeah, what did he talk to Panchadvadhija Maharaj?
Yes.
He's preaching in Mexico and in places of that sort and doing very good work. Selling many books especially, and many new devotees are coming under his supervision.
Fortunate enough that Mahaprabhu has accepted him to be a good preacher. Without his grace, he can't do anything. Mukam karuti bhajavam, pandyam langhayati vijim. When he selects to his own agent, he can do. Hari Jama Bhishab Bhamati Te Malabha. The main current of thought is like this. It comes from up. We are all instruments. Our duty is to surrender to His will. The current is already there, only we have to connect. All our sadhana means that. It is Shraddha Bhavit Shraddha Bhavasa Sadhana Vidha. It is already there and only disconnected. That is our position. Only to connect, everything is there. The deepest plane, deepest foundation of the universe. That's Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the finest and the deepest foundation. Waves are always moving there. And we have to adjust with them, that those waves, to dance in that tune. We should try to dance in the thing. That is Nirguna. Causeless and irresistible. Pahituti apatihata. That is moving in the deepest foundation of Krishna consciousness. That is a causeless, ahituti, no other cause. That is the prime cause. Cause of all causes. And apparihata, that means that is irresistible, nothing can oppose it. that the universal movement, eternal movement, and the movement of goodness, and God, deity. And we have to connect with that, and harmoniously we are also to demonstrate. That is what is necessary. Back to God, back to home. Hari Krishna, 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 for all estimation, that way. Anyhow, quite natural. At present we are suffering from abnormality. Abnormal is there. We have to remember this all the time. That is whole manage, we are normal there. And here, on other surface, we are all abnormal, suffering from disease, bhava-vyadhi. To be born and to die, that is a general disease of this so-called soul in bondage.
I wanted to beg you for your blessings and the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas.
Swami Maharaj told, I hear in America when he was suffering, apparently from some disease, apprehended that he may not live long. He thought, if I die, don't be discouraged, your grandfather is there. So the ancestors, they are all, the well-wishing, they are all in our head, to encourage us in our life of extending the current of love to the world, one and all. Not only human beings, they have got this higher chance, but even the animals, the vegetable kingdom, all may be benefited. The wave that is created, the sound, the wave, that can help even the inanimate object. To a certain extent. The vibration that helps the atmosphere, purify the atmosphere, expression consciousness. That the subtlemost, which can have effect in all sorts of gross elements in the world. The subtlemost is Krishna consciousness. That can work anywhere and everywhere, in every place. But we may not detect. Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu, Mangalam Madhusudana, Mangalam Sabbadi Vishu, Sabbadi Yayatano Hari, Mangalayatano Hari. Shivam, all auspicious. Auspicious and anti-mortality. Generally that is considered to be Shivan. But enjoy Shiva. We have conquered this mortal aspect of the world. Mortal world. Conquered the mortal world. Beyond the mortal, immortal is Shiva. And then positive area of love and beauty. There is something more. The highest transcendental position. And above that nothing can be, love and beauty. Satyam Shivam Sundaram, all satisfying rasa. No comparison against. So, all have been, none have to compare. I heard in my boyhood one shlok from Upanishad, Satyam Briyat, Priyam Briyat, first speak that is truth, preach truth, speak truth, Satyam Briyat, no Briya, ma Briyat, Satyam Apriyam. But don't say truth which is not pleasing. That stroke me. What is it? But the truth must be pleasing. It may not be pleasing, it may be clear, harsh, but still truth must be spoken. Why that would be modified? Satyam Briyat. Then Priyam Briyat. Talk truth, speak truth. The next Priyam Briyat. Talk pleasing. Tell pleasing. Priyam Briyat. Why modification? Ma Briyat Satyam Apriyam. Don't venture to speak speak truth that is not pleasing. I could not adjust. Why it would be so? Truth must be spoken at any cost. Pramurya Satyam Apriyam. Priyamcha Manitam Duyat. And don't go to speak pleasing, which is not true. That is also there. Esha Dharma Sanatana. This is the proper substance of the Sanatana Dharma. And the eternal duty of function. Anyhow, I got a shock. The truth may not be universal. There's something more than that which can, which the truth would be modified by that. Then gradually I came from there. The truth means justice. But mercy is above that. The possibility of the existence of mercy. So truth and the priya means love, prem. Prem is over justice, consideration. Consideration, knowledge. That is, that represents truth. But love is more than that. Love, mercy, more than that. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. There is truth, there is auspicious, there is beyond mortality, eternal, Shivam, and then fulfillment of life is in beauty and love, freedom. It is possible. Over justice, there can exist something. One party aggrieved, but if live in love, in the domain of love, none aggrieved. That is apparently seems to be grievance, that is also compensated in another way. So, Satyam Shivam Sundaram Rasu Vaisha. Sundar means beauty and supreme love, mercy of same category. And truth, justice and the same category. Then the exploitation of Adhma, that is, of the Lord, that is. So Mahaprabhu came, the Lord of love came to distribute love. Love means not this which is passing here in the name of love, not that, that is lust. Love only connecting with the supreme divinity. Love is divine. call as divine. And here, the enemy of love is lust. That is current here in this place. Gold and gold. The distinction between love and lust we have to maintain always. That will be our principal thing in our preaching and endeavor. But you know, Prabhupada says, in Rakabhai, Kame Prime Bhedanai, Tabu Kaam Prime Anivar. Similar, but not same. We'll be warned against that when in Sahajiya section, they mingle in the name of love. They really what they cultivate, that is lust. Chatma mangsa mayokam. It is in this world of flesh and blood, whatever it is applied, it is lust. And preem chidananda dham, that is on the other side, on the transcendental side, crossing the existence of our soul, super soul, paramatma, paramatma. Even in the realm of Paramatma, we don't find love. Even in the realm of Narayana, we don't find real love. Surpassing that, the love is in the Goloka, especially in Vrindavan. So, the warning has been given by the Acharya previous, that we must not make, we must not jumble together. Love and lust. One is life, another is death. Two extremes. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. So,
Sridhar Maharaj, if we have not yet come to the platform of even truth and justice, then how can we know that that which we are trying to apply to a person in the name of love or treating him with the highest principle is not simply mundane or sentiment?
What is his way here? Acquiring the Maharaja and the Bhagavad Maharaj?
Yeah.
What does he see? What does he say?
I said, if we have not yet even come to the platform of truth or justice, how can we know if we try to deal with someone with love it is not just mundane sentiment?
At least we have got some clue through our faith. We may not be established in that plane, but through faith we are connected, and we have to repeat the advices of our predecessors with faith, with good feeling, good attitude, and gradually the undesirable thing will pass away by that transaction, that process. What we have heard from Guru, from the Shastra, we have to repeat that. In my boyhood also, I came in connection with another thing. Avritti sarva shastranam bodhadapi gariyasi. It is mentioned in a Sanskrit verse that to chant repeatedly one thing is better than to understand the meaning. I could not understand this at that time. I could not understand. I was a boy of 13, 14. Then I came across this slok, Avritti sarva shastranam. That is repeatedly chanting of the hymns of Shastra, of the advices, the mantra of Shastra, bodhadapi gariyasi, it supersedes even the understanding of the meaning of it. I could not understand. But I came to understand this when I came to Gaudiya Math. It is possible. The Shastri, the perfect words, Shastri words, the name, we do not understand the meaning, real meaning of the name, but through faith, with faith we go to to continue taking the name, gradually the name will come, which is Krishna belonging to me. So the many advices in the Shastra, it is written, we can't understand, can't follow the real meaning. But still, if we treat, we go on chanting and tackling the same repeatedly, one day I will find the Shastra is revealing this meaning in me. It is possible. It is fact. We have experienced that. And so it has been said that don't think that Shastra is inanimate. It is posing in that position, a passive position, the sound. The sound which is aprakita, that is chetan, the sound, not ordinary sound, but Vaikuntha Namagdhanam, the sound that are transcendental, they are person, they are chetan. But they are posing in that some passive way, in shanta rasa. So, when they are satisfied with us, they will come with their meaning to our own brain. They will descend. The meaning will descend. The meaning, just as like the water has been ice, ice. Then the ice will be melted into water. Something like that, those rigid sound, which is non-penetrable at present. One day, that will come out within my heart with self-effulgent way. And I shall be able to understand, after a long time, oh, this is the purpose of this sloka. So, when you generally take seat in a basasana and going to read any shastra, Bhagavad, Charitamrita, we worship with flower and do namaskar. That is not an objective thing, subjective, super subjective. So I honor before I go to read. If he likes, he is pleased with me, then he will give the real meaning. It will come within my heart with its real meaning, purpose. It is possible. So the Mahajan, the advices that come from Mahajan, that is all chetan embodied within. And any time that will be pleased with me, my behavior, my attitude, my earnestness, my goodwill, they will come with Christian glory, which is real meaning in my heart. So we have to carry out that. In that tune, we have to carry out preaching. Preaching. But we are not perfect. That is also a ban, an obstacle to think that I am perfect. I am carrying out the order of my goodwill. I am a peon, I am not a proprietor. This spirit, a preacher must have. This is a healthy, healthy sign of a preacher. I am an acharya, I am a mediator, and never I am master. If one can think master, then he became opaque. The line band there is tempered. But he is real, I am peon. What is coming always, always, I am a middle capitalist. There is a higher capitalist, I am taking from him and I am distributing to the ordinary people. This should be our attitude, not the last, the highest center. Then we will be undone. Always, a current, current. The current is passing through me and I am receiving the grace from up and I am distributing them to the lower junior section. I shall be an instrument of all this. That a preacher must think, guru must think. But externally the Guru may not express that idea, but internally it must be there. He's a beggar. He's a beggar at the holy feet of his own Guru, a beggar. Likha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Shastra Guru. So he's a beggar. He's indenting from one side and distributing towards another side. That should be the healthy sign of a guru, acharya, a preacher, and any servant of Krishna consciousness. Gaur Hari Gaur, 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 Gaur Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Ramchandra Maharaj is coming from which side? Direct from America.
Not from the Philippines.
Eh?
I spent 2 weeks in the Philippines.
Philippines. To Philippines. And you have reached only yesterday, yes?
I'm 27.
27. 27.
27.
Today is the day before yesterday, eh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Who else had come with you?
I just brought one servant.
Only one?
One, yeah.
One attendant?
Yeah.
Mm. Like Mahaprabhu in the south.
Jaya Chamara's party from England reached, no?
Yes. How yes, sir, some of our men reached. So far about 30 men, 40 men have reached. But more are coming still. Actually, they're coming on pilgrimage to see your lotus feet. There's some controversy about it.
Jai Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. So you do?
Parvati.
Jai Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Hari Krishna. Jai Vaibhav of Swami Maharaj. Once he came here with 150 approximately. And I've been meeting about 150 persons. Wonderful.
I was there at that time.
I
was present at that time.
You were present.
And there was a big feast.
Yes. Have you had that person at that time? Anyone?
I was present. Brahma.
Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. All very merry, one by one, living in me, inside. That is the word. Hare
Krishna.
Rajagopal Jagadhati Mahaprabhu.
who sent Dayadara Gauranga to Malaysia to preach. Dayadara. We sent him to Malaysia for preaching.
Your subordinate, you may utilize him in any way you like.
He's one of your soldiers. So I put him to work.
He's a good scholar.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to utilize him in the service of Mahaprabhu.
Today I was discussing in the morning with several of the God brothers there at Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir that I thought the central issue at the current moment is whether or not it is actually acceptable for someone who is initiated a disciple of Srila Prabhupada to accept you as his Siksha Guru. Because I felt that if that principle was accepted, then the question of sannyas, the question of the authority of the preaching of the sannyasis, the question of their future engagement and so forth, becomes clear. And if that principle is accepted, then the matter can be resolved. And if it's not accepted, then it seems to be the center of the controversy.
Work out in his own sweet way. And he shall try to submit to that. Our business is to submit to divine will. I know from the core of my heart that I am not only friend to them, but I love to be friend to all existence in the line of Mahaprabhu. As Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev wanted to be friend to the whole universe, but as he is so, we have come to learn in his school and to learn the ways how we can be friendly used by the whole animation. So that should be our ambition for everyone. friendly, but in a particular way. As the doctor is a friend of the patient. Sometimes externally the patient may not consider the doctor to be his friend, or even his nearer relatives wants to be their medicine to swallow. But ultimately we want to be friend to all. Friend to all. We have come out almost for common cause according to our position. So ultimately, we are all want to be friendly to all, especially to those that are out of such country. But still there some difference may be seen due to different position in the same work. But that would be minimized. That may be remote. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Some of us are anxious for your guidance, and others seem to be somewhat indifferent.
That some of you are always trying to remove the differences between his form and himself. Very eager, some members. I am getting information now and then. So some are striving hard to re-establish, to reinstate the friendly relation between the two, the self and the self.
I made yesterday I suggested that the GBC body, who is the administration of our movement, they should relate with your divine grace just as, for example, in America, a government administration changes, but they keep some regard, great regard for a veteran politician like Kissinger, for example.
I have not gone to America. America has come to me. And it is divine dispensation. I am sitting idle here. I am a notorious man. He's lover. He's loving man. You know, I doubt that remark from my Guru Maharaj. So I am not going to anywhere. I am here. But the others coming to me by the dispensation of the divinity. So I am not afraid. No loss, no gain. It is his arrangement that you have all come here. I have got not the least contribution for that. Only Swami Maharaj came, I welcomed him, seeing that the great divine powers has come down to work for him. Otherwise it is impossible what he has done. I was eager to welcome him. And so, and he also could rely on me. He knew me from, before. So he sent his men here. And he came here repeatedly and had some give and take. He said, then you are again, you are coming in number, more number. Now he is not here. As a friend, one of his friends I am left here. You are affectionately
coming. I am thinking.